This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least five people injured, one of them critically, after a tornado rolled through suburban Chicago, damaging homes, knocking down trees, and taking out power. A Naperville city spokeswoman says they are lucky it wasn't worse. The National Weather Service's Matt Friedland says tornadoes in the Chicago area are not unheard of, but they still surprise people.
The kind of wow factor, if you will, of this in a densely populated Chicago suburbs, too, that results in a lot more targets being struck and damage there with that and potential for injuries.
In the south, they've been dealing with Claudette, the storm that regained tropical storm status this morning as it moved toward the Carolinas. 13 people died because of this storm in Alabama. 8 of those who died were children from a home for abused children. Thousands of fans will be allowed to attend the Tokyo Olympics in July, although the nation's chief medical advisor isn't happy about it. All of those in attendance will have to be residents of Japan. Here's our Charles de Ledesma with more.
Now, Japanese organizers have set a limit of 50% of capacity, up to a maximum of 10,000 fans for all Olympic venues. Officials say fans will be under strict rules. They'll not be allowed to cheer, must wear masks, and are being told to go straight home after events. Tokyo and other areas are under quasi-emergency status until July 11. The Olympics are set to open July 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden's special envoy for North Korea says he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks. North Korea's leader has ordered his country to be prepared for both dialogue and confrontation. This is AP News. The U.S. is giving vaccines to Taiwan. Here's our Ben Thomas with the latest.
A plane with 2.5 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Taiwan from the U.S. Sunday. The donation more than triples an earlier U.S. pledge for the self-governing island and also signals Washington's support for Taiwan in the face of growing pressure from China. President Tsai Ing-wen expressed her gratitude.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Taiwan had been relatively unscathed by the virus, but it's been caught off guard by a surge in new cases since May and is now scrambling to get vaccine. I'm Ben Thomas.
The former president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, says the U.S. failed in his country after 20 years of fighting. Hamid Karzai said extremism in Afghanistan is high and departing U.S. troops are leaving behind a disaster. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.